But first, this year, the government has urged more people to get a free flu jab on the NHS, and it's always been offered to the over-65s and people in vulnerable categories. But now, those shielding have been offered it as well. There's a worry that flu and COVID will circulate at the same time this winter. The government also wants to extend the free vaccine to people over 50. But that's created huge demand, and some GP surgeries and pharmacies say they've run out of the vaccine. We're getting loads of emails about this, so we asked Robert Jennings, who's 70 and lives in Wiltshire, and Alice Gillespie from Buckinghamshire to tell us their experience.
I am 60, nearly 61, diabetic, which makes me in a vulnerable group, and I also have high blood pressure, which also puts me in a vulnerable group. I have had a flu jab for the past 6-7 years at least. Normally I have a diabetic appointment around about this time of year, so they always get me to have a flu jab at the same time.
Every year a letter comes from my local GP practice offering me a flu jab, and the procedure is that you phone up the number on the designated time, give the reference number they've given you, and you book a flu jab. I've not bothered over the years previous, but because of COVID, I thought it was sensible this year. So I tried to phone the GP practice, and the phones were constantly engaged, and then you'd either wait for a while and it'll cut off, or if you called back again, it would just cut off straight away, saying the phone lines are busy.
This year, about 5 weeks ago, I received an email from the local surgery. I phoned up that day and said, please may I have a flu jab? And the very nice lady on reception said, are you over 65? And I said, no, I'm nearly there, but I'm only 61. And she said, oh, we're only doing 65s at the moment. The only date we've got, that's fully booked anyway.
About a week later, I eventually contacted the NHS 111, and they said to go onto the website, register on the NHS website, and I would be able to send an email or an internal email through to the practice and get the practice to contact me. Within a day or two, I was contacted by the surgery, but I was then informed that they had run out of the flu jab and they wasn't expecting to get any in the meantime because there was only one supplier and they couldn't access whatever they needed to provide the flu jab. They did offer me to try the local pharmacies to see whether they could provide a flu jab or go on to a waiting list. So at that point, I just declined and thought it was a waste of time trying to do it.
The unavailability of a flu vaccine, frankly, doesn't... Well, it does bother me, but it doesn't sort of cause me sleepless nights and all that sort of thing. But the fact that I was reminded to do something that I then couldn't do, that really gets my back up, because I know that emails don't cost anything, or not much, but why do it? Why provoke a reaction if you don't need to provoke a reaction? There are not enough vaccines around.
There are people that is their job, is to make sure that these sort of things are looked into, taken care of, or stuff should be done, thought about before it happens. But it just seems to me that everything that is being done is just done on the spur of the moment as an afterthought. So I'm pretty disappointed, really, that the whole system has come down. The one time when I try to access it, I can't.
Robert and Alice, Professor Martin Marshall is the chairman of the Royal College of GPs, and he says government plans to almost double those eligible for the vaccine have created these problems.
The problem is one of logistics of supply to where the vaccines are required. So general practices usually plan well ahead, 9 months, 10 months in advance is when they put their booking in for the number of vaccines they're expected. This year, of course, that happened before the COVID pandemic hit and before we realised that twice as many people needed to be vaccinated. And manufacturers of vaccines don't have a whole load of stocks sitting in a warehouse waiting for a rainy day. They have to make them as required because they have a relatively short shelf life. So the problem is that a larger number of people coming forward has meant that there's been a surge in demand and the supplies aren't there yet.
Well, listening to all of this is Alistair Buxton. He's the Director of NHS Services at the Pharmaceutical Services Negotiating Committee, and they represent NHS community pharmacies in England. Alistair Buxton, surely this is completely predictable. You ask more people to get a jab, And people like Alice and Robert say, OK.
Absolutely, Shari. Yep, I totally agree. And I should be clear that I represent community pharmacies, so it's the government that has been asking for people to get a vaccine. We really want to see that happen because people like Robert and Alice do need to get a vaccine to protect themselves from flu and also to protect the wider NHS.
But it's a bit pointless asking them if you can't supply it.
Yeah, so we predicted that this was going to be a problem, similar to our colleagues at the Royal College of GPs. We saw in the Southern Hemisphere that there was a great demand for flu vaccination in pharmacies and general practices there, and the government was aware of this as well. And many pharmacies were able to increase their orders at the start of the pandemic when we realised this was going to be a problem. But because of the way the ordering and manufacturing process works, it's a global and annual cycle for flu vaccines, there was unfortunately only limited ability to increase the orders at that point. Now, there will be more flu vaccine coming because the government has bought extra stocks, but pharmacies and general practices at the moment can't get hold of that stock. And pharmacies in September vaccinated three times the number of people who they'd on behalf of the NHS compared with the previous year.
Well, we tried to speak to the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, about this. They refused an interview, but they did send us a statement saying that GPs and other providers are responsible for their own supplies, and it's usual for vaccine supply to be phased, with some arriving later in the season. And they also say they recently released guidelines on how GPs could access the additional government-secured supply once their stocks are exhausted, and they say there is no national shortage of flu vaccine. But it's the messaging, really, that is important here. Both Robert and Alice are frustrated about being told one thing, go and get a vaccine, and then they try, and it's very irritating that they can't get it.
Absolutely, and I share that frustration, and community pharmacy teams do as well. It's really important that we have clear communications on things like this. And obviously, the government's message has got out to patients about the importance of being vaccinated this year, but it was missing the key details, which was to explain that with the largest ever flu vaccination programme being run this year, inevitably would mean that some people would need to wait a little longer for getting their vaccination.
Does it matter that they've got to wait longer? Does it matter that they've got to wait longer with flu around?
Ideally, it's best to get vaccination before the flu programme starts, before flu rather starts to circulate. And that's normally from December onwards. However, it is really important people do get vaccinated. So even if it's later in the season, if it's in December or even in January, it is going to be important that people do get vaccinated. And pharmacies and general practices will be able to get some of the Department of Health and Social Care extra stock from next month and through into December. So while there may not be stock available right now, there will be stock available fairly soon.
Alistair Buxton, thank you.